The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And then to say a few more words about the practice that we're doing, that I think it's really helpful to think of this practice as being something really simple. In fact, one of the teachers I studied with in India said that if it's not simple, it's not vipassana. And what's fascinating is just using the principle of simplicity as a guide, sometimes like a standard or a measure by which to look at what you're doing, we can slowly discover how we make it more complicated than needs to be. And in the context of meditation, so little has to happen. Like, you don't have to figure out the next, you know, lottery ticket number to win the lottery. That doesn't have to happen in your meditation. That's kind of obvious. But there's all kinds of thinking about the future, problem solving, that we want to kind of give ourselves permission, the idea that it doesn't have to happen here. Not to be that you're doing something wrong, but just to really enforce the idea of simplicity. Oh yeah, this is the time and place where it's okay to not think about what's happening tomorrow or next day. This is the time it's okay not to review what happened in the past. You'll still do those things, but having that simple framework of simplicity helps you maybe understand, oh, okay, this doesn't have to happen. My mind does it. But I now don't have to reinforce it. I don't have to pick it up and get involved. I'm allowed to put it down. Maybe the mind doesn't put it down so easily, but you're not, in that simplicity of seeing what's going on, you're able to kind of not invest importance in it anymore, invest authority. This has to be thought about. You kind of step back a little bit, and maybe the simplicity is simply that, oh, the mind has a mind of its own. It's thinking about tomorrow, and I'm here. And I'm here thinking about it, but I'm not going to get on the bandwagon and just kind of, you know, just barrel ahead in those thoughts. Simplicity, just reminding yourself, oh, simple, be simple, can also slowly reveal attitudes that we carry with us, little beliefs we carry with us, that is making the present moment more complicated. It could be as simple as, you know, I'm supposed to get concentrated here. I'm supposed to have no thoughts at all. Zero in on the breath and just kind of get absorbed in just that. That's a complicated set of ideas. And that's adding something to the simplicity of the moment. It might be nice to get concentrated and quiet, but in the moment it can be simpler than that. You don't have to add anything to it. Just be present for what is. More in ways that undermine us, there might be very subtle attitudes that might be so subconscious we normally don't see them operating. One that I used to have was that when meditating, was if it's happening to me, it's not the real thing. So whatever my experience was with meditation, it was never going to be the right meditation experience. And so no matter what happened, I was always in this attitude, it's not right, it's not right, it's not right. This idea of looking at our meditation as being right or wrong is an unnecessary complication. What's the alternative? Just be present for how it is. Be simple, trust the simplicity. It's almost like you're creating, in the simplicity of just being present, you're creating breathing room and space for things to settle down. When we make things more complicated, we're actually agitating and encouraging agitation, more thinking and all that. So if you think it's interesting for you, you might carry with you for these next, the rest of the morning practice, this little mantra, almost simple. Let's be simple here. And then continue with your meditation, continue with this, your walking meditation or your sitting meditation, maybe meditating on the breath in a very simple way. But see if simplicity, let's be simple. It's kind of a letting go of complexity. And maybe that makes room for something different happen than normally happens. Maybe it makes room for being able to have more clarity for what's happening now. Oh, that more clear. If the complexity is it's supposed to be pleasant, okay, that's complicated. That's adding something. So let's be simple. And then there is some clarity because you've made room for what's actually happening. And if what I say doesn't make sense, you can just forget it. If it doesn't make sense, then it's too complicated. So enjoy your walking time. And if you're new here, also the bathrooms are in the back there. There's three bathrooms there. And I hope you enjoy it. And I'll be back here at 11:45.